B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Moed Katan, Daf Chav Dalet. We're going to start 15 lines from the top of the Amud. And this Gemara is going to talk about, as a continuation from the previous Gemara, Avelus b'Shabbos. Somebody who's unfortunately in mourning and it's Shabbos, what does he have to do and what's he allowed to do on Shabbos? Says the Gemara Omar, Shmuel Pachas, that stands for three halachas, one beginning with a pei, one with a ches, one with a zayin. We'll soon see what they are. Choyva, they are required to do on Shabbos. Neser, another three halachas, reshus, are just optional on Shabbos. Which are the three that are required? Prias haroish, which is uncovering the head. We've learned that somebody in mourning typically would cover their head. On Shabbos, the one would have to uncover the head. Chazoras kerala choyrov, when in mourning a person would rent his garment, his clothes, he would do kriya, he should turn his garment round so that the tear is at the back. Zekifa samita, and straightening out his bed, one of the halachos that the Gemara has spoken about for Avelus is that the bed was overturned, they would have to straighten out the bed. Those are three things that they would do, that they would have to do on Shabbos. Those are choiva. Those are required. Which three are not required? They're optional. Number one, ne'ilas ha-sandal, wearing shoes. You can choose to wear shoes, you can choose not to wear shoes. Tashmish ha-mito is marital relations, and rechitzas yadayim raglaim v'raglaim b'chamin arvis, and washing one's hands and feet with hot water. Obviously, it was heated up before Shabbos, and one's allowed to then on Friday night. Obviously, during Friday, you're not allowed to because he's still in mourning in Shiva, but on Friday night, he's allowed to wash his hands and face with warm water that was heated up before Shabbos. Those things are a shus, they're optional, he's allowed to do them, he doesn't have to do them. That's Shmuel's opinion. Rav Omar, Rav says, Af priyas areish shus. Even uncovering the head is not something you have to do, it's something that you're allowed to do. And the theme here is that anything that is a public display of mourning is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Anything which is just a private thing between a person and himself, then that is something which he's allowed to do or not do. That's what Shmuel's opinion was. Rav said that uncovering the head is also, you're allowed to uncover the head, you don't have to uncover the head. Or Shmuel, and the question the Gemara is asking, that according to Shmuel, Maishnon ne'ilas ha-sandal, why is wearing shoes derushos? You're allowed to wear shoes, you don't have to wear shoes. Delav kuli alma vida de saimo masoni, because not everybody's wearing shoes. So not wearing shoes is not a clear and blatant display of mourning, so you don't have to wear shoes. Priyasarosh nami, covering one's head as a mourner does. Lav kuli alma vida de megali roshayu, not everybody uncovers their heads. Even people not in mourning sometimes have their heads covered. So why should somebody mourning be forced to? Why is something he has to do to uncover his head? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel etame. Because Shmuel is consistent with his own rulings. The Omar Shmuel, kol kera she'enoi b'sha'as chimum, enoi kera. We'll soon see what that means, but the halachas of kriya say that that renting one's garment is only b'sha'as chimum, when there's an intense grief. We'll soon see what that is, but it's the time of the beginning of the grief, when the person passes away, not any time later. We'll get back to that shortly. That's one thing Shmuel said, and the second thing Shmuel said, v'chol atifo, and any wrapping, she'eino katifas yishma'ilim, that is not like the yishma'ilim, how they wrap themselves, then eino atifo is not called atifo. And since during the whole Shiva, a person is there wrapping his head, like the atifas yishma'ilim, then if you don't remove that on Shabbos, it's a public display of mourning, and therefore Shmuel held, you have to uncover that on Shabbos. Machvei Rav Nachman demonstrated, ad goyva d'dikna, that the covering of the Yishma'ilim, the Tifas Yishma'ilim and the Alocha that applied to people in mourning, was ad goyva d'dikna, till the depressions in the beard, which is till the below the mouth and the lips. As we've already seen earlier, his whole face is covered. And people don't walk around like that on Shabbos. If this person does not uncover himself, he's having a public display of mourning, and that is not allowed. Omer Yaakov, Omer B'Yechanon, Lo Yishonu, Elo she'ein loy min olim baraglov. When is it true? When did Shmuel say that you have to uncover your head? Because if you have your head covered, especially that you had your head covered the whole week because you're in mourning, and if you don't uncover it, it's a public display of mourning, that's only if you're not wearing shoes. Together with being barefoot, not wearing shoes, and covering your head, everybody will realize that he's in mourning. Aval yesh lo min olim baraglov. But if he's chosen to wear shoes on that Shabbos, then min olov mechichin olov, and then his shoes will prove to everybody that he's not practicing mourning, and then even Shmuel will agree that he does not have to uncover his head. And now coming back to that other halacha that Shmuel said before, that kol kera she'eino b'shas chimum, doing a kriya, renting one's garment, is only b'shas chimum, when there's a tense grief, which is when a person passes away right at the beginning of the mourning period. Eino kera, any time after that, is not considered kriya. Asks the Gemara, v'omru v'ha'omru leilu Shmuel. Was there not an incident where they told Shmuel, noch nafshei de Rav, that Rav had passed away? And kora oleo, trace money. And Shmuel, he tore, over, because of Rav, 12 garments. And that means, even though he wasn't required to do kriya, he tore all those garments. And that shows that there's a concept of kriya, even if it's not the minimum required at the beginning of the morning. Shmuel clearly wasn't wearing 12 garments at once. No, just he was wearing a garment when he heard, and he tore his garment, and then little bit later, maybe even a day or two later, he wore another garment, he tore that as well. So you see that he would continue doing kriya even though it wasn't b'shas the chimum. And Omar, and then Shmuel commented and said, Ozal Gavra, the person went away, referring to Rav, who passed away, to have a Mr. Finamine, that I was afraid of him, had awe of him, of his greatness. Omar Leila Rav Yechanan, Omru Leila Rav Yechanan, people said to Rabbi Yechanan, another incident, Noch nafshei de Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina passed away. Kora ole tleisa itzdila meilosa. And also he tore 13 fine silk robes. And there, he wasn't wearing them all at once. He was wearing one, and then a little bit later he wore another one. So you see that he did kriya, not only b'shas chimum. And Rabbi Yechanan commented about Rav Chanina, Ozal Gavra, passed away as the person to have a Mr. Finamine, somebody who I had tremendous awe and I was afraid of. So you see clearly, not like Shmuel said before, that kol kera she'eino b'shas chimum, eino kera. Answers the Gemara Shani Rabbonon, when it comes to Rebbes and great and teachers and sages, that's different. The kiven de kol shaito matkrish matosayhu. Since all the time people are mentioning and quoting things that these chachomim, these Rabbonon, have said, k'shas chimum domi, then there's an extended period of time which is considered a shas chimum, of very intense grief. Because all the time they're being reminded and mentioned, and therefore it made sense that they would tear kriya, even not just at the beginning. Continues the Gemara, Omar le Rovin bar Ado le Rova. Omar talmidcha Rav Amram. Rovin said to Rava that your Talmud of Amram said as follows, Tanya, Ovel kol shiva koir oi lefono. For the whole week of shiva, it's important for the tear that on his clothes, the kriya, should be at front, in front of him. Vimbo lahachlif, machlif v'kareah. What happens if he changes his garment sometime during the shiva? Then he has to change the garment and do the kareah, he has to tear the new garment. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, the tear is at the back. As we said before, he turns round the garment that the tear should be at the back. And he's going to change his clothes on Shabbos, for Shabbos. Then he changes the clothes and does not do kriya. It's Shabbos. So what do we see from here? In this braisa that was mentioned explicitly, it says that if you change the clothes sometime in the middle of the shiva, kriya, he tears the second cloth. That second cloth is not the beginning of the mourning period. It's not the Shas Chimum. Why is he doing Kriya? This is a brisa that seems to contradict what Shmuel said before. Answers the Gemara, Kitanya hi b'chvoid aviv v'imoy. That's only talking about when one of his parents had passed away. And this is not one of the halachas of Kriya. Kriya in and of its own is only at the time of the Shas Chimum. However, in respect, in honor for his parents, he rents his clothes even later on, when it's not really called kriya, it's just a display of respect for his parents. Says the Gemara, Oy son koirin, misachin, oy ein misachin. These tears, we've said before, that when one rents one's clothes for a parent, then one's never allowed to fully fix it. Misachin means to re-sew it and do a proper fix to the tear. A cloth that is torn in mourning for a parent is never allowed to be misachin, is never allowed to be totally healed, is totally fixed. The question is, these clothes here that were torn in the middle of the shiva, and Shmuel said, since it's not b'shas chimum, einu kera, it's not really called kriya, as with the halachas of kriya. He's just doing it in respect to his parents. The question is, that garment that he tore just out of respect, not as a requirement of kriya, is he allowed to sew those up afterwards or not? Misachin o yin misachin. Says the Gemara, pliki bo avua de Rav Oishia u bar kapara. It was a machlekes. Chad omar, ein misachin, ve chad omar misachin. One of them, either avua de Rav Oishia or bar kapara, say you are allowed to fix it, and the other one says that not. And the Gemara says, tistayim da avua de Rav Oishia, da omar ein misachin. We're going to try and bring proof that it was Rav Oishia's father who was the one that said that you're not allowed to repair it. Da omar Rav Oishia. Because his son Rav Oishia said, ein misachin. You're not allowed to repair it. Miman Shmuelei, who would he have heard that from? Why would he have that opinion? Lav mi'avua, can we not assume he heard it from his father? So if we know that there's a machlokes between Bar Kapora and Avua de Rav Oishia, and Rav Oishia made it clear that ein misachin, we can take it for granted that it was his father, which is Avua de Rav Oishia, who said ein misachin. Says the Gemara, loy, there's no proof. Mi Bar Kapora Rabbi Shmuelei. Rav Oishia was the son of Avua de Rav Oishia, but the Talmud of Bar Kapora. So it could well be that when Rav Oishia himself said ein misachin, it's not because of what he heard from his father, but because of what he heard from his Rebbe. And therefore you don't have proof who said what. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava. Oval, we're talking now about Shabbos. On Shabbos, somebody in mourning, Matayel Buunkeli, he's allowed to go around with his torn shirt, Besoich Besi, as long as it's in private, inside his home. Abaye Ashkechele Rav Yosef. Abaye met Rav Yosef, the Porisle Sudra Areshe. He had his kerchief covering over his head, like mourners do. Va'ozil Va'asi Bebesi. And he was going around his house like that. Omar Le. He said to him, Lav sovar lo mar ein avelus b'Shabbos? Did you not hold as Olav the opinion that there is no avelus on Shabbos? Why are you walking around with a kerchief over your head? As in mourning, you're in the middle of Shiva, that's true, but it's Shabbos. Omar Le, so Rav Yosef answered back to Abaya, Hocher ba'omer b'yechnon. Rav Yechnon said, Dvorim shebetzina, things in private, noyeg, those restrictions that are in private, they are kept. Continues the Gemara. And this takes us back to the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah there were three opinions as to, on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, regarding what Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Shavuos, even though it's a Yom Tov, it's not like Pesach and Sukkot that each are a week long, it's only a one-day Yom Tov, and there was a Machlokes, we had the Tanakhama discussed only Shabbos and Yom Tov, and then we had the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chachomim as to what's with Shavuos, what's with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Omar of Gidl bar Menashe Omar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, that we saw that according to Rabbi Gamliel, then whenever there's any reason, whenever there's any day that the restrictions of mourning are not kept, that is either the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or any Yom Tov, even Shavuos, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in all those cases, it cuts off the Shiva altogether. And the only reason Shabbos doesn't cut off the Shiva altogether is because otherwise you'll never have Shiva, because there's a Shabbos every week. So Rav Gidl Bar Menashe said in the name of Shmuel, Alocha Krib Gamliel. V'ikad masni lo lahod Rav Gidl Bar Menashe, aha. Some say that Rav Gidl said that the halachas in the name of Shmuel, the halachas like Rabbi Gamliel, was regarding a different halacha. Kol shloishim yoim tinok yetsa b'cheik. If unfortunately a child dies within 30 days, then there's less respect that needs to be given to this child. This child is taken out to the cemetery, not in an oroin, in a coffin, in a cask. Rather, they just carry him out b'cheik in the bosom. The nikvar, and the burial can take place with as few as three people, and those people can be even be'ishu achas, one woman, ushnei anoshim, and two men. That's enough, since he died that young. Avaloi be'ish echod ushnei anoshim, however, there's an is of yichud, and if one man would go to the cemetery with two women, that would infringe with the tznius, with the guidelines that we're going to learn about at the end of Maseches Kiddushin, that a man is not allowed to be in a secluded area with a woman or with women, and therefore it's allowed to be one woman and two men, but not one man and two women. Abba Shaul says that af b'ish echod ushtei noshim, even one man and two women is allowed. And Tosfos asks here, what are you going to do with the Gemara at the end of Kiddushin, where it says there's an issue of yichud? So Tosfos discusses that. Ve'ein oimdim olav b'shura, and this little child that passed away, then one does not stand in rows. It's one of the halachas of Avelus, is that after the burial, then those in mourning walk between two rows of people who give them consolance, and they condole them and say tisnachim. One doesn't do that if the child passed away that young. Ve'ein oimdim olav birchas avelim, the brocha that one says in outside, that avelim would say, that we're going to learn about that Mirtz Hashem in Ksubas Dav Ches, one doesn't say that either. V'tanchume aveilim, and condolences to the people in mourning, one doesn't do that either. One doesn't go to his home for the week and offer condolences. Ben Shloshim, what happens if the child passed away when it was 30 days old? Yotza b'dluskema, he is taken out to the cemetery in a box. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yidluskema haniteles b'kosef, not a type of box which is carried on the shoulders just by one person, rather elo haniteles b'agapayim, a type of a box which is carried in the arms and two people carry it. Vo'im dimalov b'shura, and those in mourning do go through the rows of people. Vo'im rimalov birchas avelim, and they say the brocha of the mourners. V'tanchumi avelim, and people go during the week to be menachem them. Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, what happens if this child who passed away is already 12 months old? Yotze b'mita, then he's taken out on a bier. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ben shona, ve'evorov k'ben shtayim. Rabbi Akiva says that there's got to be some element of, in order to give him that respect of being taken out on a mita, on a bier, it's got to be that there's some element of a two-year-old. Either he's 1 year old, ve'evorov, but his limbs, k'ben shtayim, are similar to those of a two-year-old, or hu ben shtayim, if he himself is 2 years of age, ve'evorov k'ben shana, even if his limbs are those of a one-year-old, nonetheless, yotze b'mita, he's taken out to be buried on a bia. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Emir, hayotze b'mita, when a deceased person is carried out on a bia, then rabim matzivim alov, many people, they grieve over him. Ein yotze b'mita, but if he's not taken out on a bier, then ein rabim matzivim alov, then people don't have that element of grief about him. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, nikah l'rabim, if this is the person who passed away, he was already used to going out of the house and was known and recognized by people, then rabim miskaskim imoy, then many people come and they're involved with him, with the burial and with coming to console the mourners. Eina nikola rabim, but if he was somebody who wasn't recognized, hadn't yet gone out and wasn't recognized by the people, ein rabim miskaskim imoy, then the public are not so involved with it, with the burial and the tanchumin. Uma hein behesped, the question is, how old does a person have to be when he passes away that there should be a mitzvah to eulogize him? Reb Meir b'shem Reb Shmuel Omer, aniim b'nei sholish. Poor people, since the poor people, they have even a greater grief when a child unfortunately passes away, even more than the rich people, because they don't have anything else in their lives besides for their children. Then b'nei sholish, from the age of three, there's already a mitzvah to eulogize the child. Ashirim, rich people, however, b'nei chomesh, only once they're 5 years old, there's a mitzvah to eulogize. Reb Yehuda Omer m'shmoy, Rabbi Yehuda said in his name, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Aniim b'nei chomesh, the poor people, 5 years of age, Ashirim b'nei shesh, and rich people, when the child is 6 years old, that's when there's a mitzvah to be maspid. U'bnei zakenim, and children that were born to very old parents, and these old parents were dependent and relying and needed this child to look after them, kipnei aniyim, they are even in greater grief than regular person, and therefore from when the child is the same age as those of the poor people, there's already a mitzvah to do a hesped. Omer of Gidl by Menashe Omer Rav, this is where, according to the second version, Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav, before it was in the name of Shmuel, others here have the version Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that we just saw here, Sh'omar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, who said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that Aniyim B'nei Chomish, Ashirim B'nei Sheish, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara, Dorash Rev Anoni Bar Sosoin, Rev Anoni Bar Sosoin, he expounded, he darshaned Apischad Bein Asiya, and the entrance to the home of the Nasi, as follows. Yoim echod lifnei atzeres ve'atzeres harei kan arba osor. If somebody was in mourning and he started sitting shiva a day before Shavuos, the next day is Shavuos. Shavuos is only one day. So you've got one day of mourning till Shavuos, and then Shavuos, harei kan arba osor. It's considered like 14 days of mourning. As if 14 days have already passed, and of the Shloshim, he can take off 14 days in just 2 days. Because we know that one day of Shiva, and then Yom Tov cuts off the Shiva. It's finished. So the one day before Shavuos is the only day of Shiva, is considered like a whole week of Shiva, that's 7 days. Shavuos itself is also considered like a whole week on its own. The Yom Tov itself is also considered like another 7 days. So you've got 7 and 7 is 14. So all you're left now is with 16 days of Shloshim. Shomar Rabami, heard what Rabbi Noni Bar Sosin said, v'ikpid, he was upset. Omar, and he said, Otud Dehu, this quote is his. Why didn't he quote it from the author of the quote? It was Rabbi Elazar Omer Ba'ishia who said this halacha that a day before Shavuos, and Shavuos counts as 14 days of the Shloshim. Continues the Gemara. Similarly, Dorash Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Akil Odoresh Kelusa. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha was speaking Torah in the porch of the Resh Kelusa. Yom Echod Lefnei Atzeres, one day of mourning before Shavuos. Vatzeres and the one day of Shavuos, Harei Kan Arba Asar, counts as 14 days. And here it was Shomar of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes heard this from Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha and Se'ikpid, and he was upset. Omar, he said, Otud Dehu, why is he saying it in his own name as if he's coining this halacha? How do you know that Shavuos has Tashlumim, which means if you didn't bring the korbonis relevant for Shavuos, which we're going to learn about in Maseches Chagiga, that if you don't bring those korbonis on the one day of Shavuos, you can bring it for the days afterwards. There's 7 days of Tashlumim. Shenemer, it says in the Pasuk, B'chag HaMatzis u'v'chag HaShavuos. The Pasuk quotes together Pesach and Shavuos and says what's similar between them. Ma'chag HaMatzis, in the same way as Pesach, yesh lo Tashlumim kol Shiva, even though the korbonis are primarily required to be brought on the first day of Pesach, you can bring it the entire Pesach, which is 7 days. Avchag HaShavuos, so too Shavuos, even though the korbonis should have been brought on Shavuos itself, yesh lo Tashlumim kol Shiva, you have an extra 6 days, which has a total of 7 days to bring the korbonis. And since you see that Shavuos is that Shavuos itself carries with it a 7 day Tashlumim, therefore the day of Shavuos itself counts as 7 days. Adbere Rav Papa l'Rav Avya Saba. Rav Papa was guiding Rav Avya the elder. V'dorash, and he announced as follows. Yoim echod lefnei Rosh Hashanah. One day before Rosh Hashanah, that person is in mourning. V'Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah itself. Harei kan arba asar. You have, it's as if you have 14 days of mourning. You have till Rosh Hashanah, and then Rosh Hashanah cuts it off. And then Rosh Hashanah itself, that means the day before Rosh Hashanah counts as 7 days. As we said before Yom Tov, the Yom Tov cuts it off. That one day is considered an entire Shiva. And then Rosh Hashanah itself counts of another 7 days. Omer Ravina said, Hilkoch, therefore, Yoim Echod Lifnei Achag. If you've got, for example, a person was in mourning one day before Sukkos, V'chag, and then you've got the Yom Tov of Sukkos itself is 7 days. or Shmini, and then you've got Shmini Atzeres, which is a Yom Tov on its own. That's another considered as another 7 days, because any Yom Tov is considered as 7 days. Ushmini Shaloi, Harekan Esrim Echad Yom. So somebody who started sitting Shiva the day before Sukkos, by the end of Sukkos, it's as if he's already had 21 days of Shloshim. He's only got 9 days left. Ravina Ikle the Surah de Poras. Ravina was visiting the Surah on the river Pras. Omale Rav Chaviva Misura de Pras de Ravina. And Rav Chaviva from that place said to Ravina, Omar Mar Yoim Echod Lifnei Rosh Hashanah V'Rosh Hashanah Harekan Arba Asar. Is it true what I heard in your name, Ravina, that one day before Rosh Hashanah plus Rosh Hashanah in totals in the Shloshim 14 days? Omar le ano, all I said was Mistabruka Rabban Gamliel, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. I didn't say more than that. Hudav mina, that's all I said. And what people did with that and what they took out of that is not something that I said explicitly. All I said was that it's logical, like Rabban Gamliel said in the Mishnah. And we saw in the Mishnah before that the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel is that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is like a Yom Tov, and it interrupts the Shiva altogether. That's all I said. Now, exactly what Ravina intended by saying all I said was that it's probable like Rabbi Gamliel is a big discussion here in the Rishonim, but Rashi didn't go into it, and nor are we. And Emir Tzashem, in the next Shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.